Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview. And, of course, I am chatting to a fantastic country star who is doing something very interesting in the wonderful world of country. It is indeed Miss Catherine Britt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, after my really exciting intro, you're very chilled today. It's good.
Yeah, I am pretty chilled today. You're right. I've actually had a couple of days in Newcastle just doing interviews, so I'm starting to get into chilled out mode. I plan on laying on a beach for 5 days and sleeping.
Oh, nice. Well, that'd be a bit different for you because you're into the whole fitness thing. How's that going?
I absolutely love it. Yeah, I do a sport called CrossFit, and we're actually competing right now to get into the CrossFit Games worldwide. So it's pretty full on right now, and we're kind of gearing up for that, and I'm trying to get our fitness levels up to gear to sort of compete worldwide. But I'm going to force myself to not do anything for 5 days, and I think it'll be good for my body.
Well, I think so too. Triathletes do that quite a lot. Just before they have their big triathlon, they'll have a day or two where they don't do anything. For me, I think that it's those 2 days that are the magical part of why the whole system works. So I went to the gym, I think it was 15 years ago now, and I haven't really done anything since. So when I get back into it, I'm going to be onto it. I'm going to be so good.
Good. You should. It makes you feel incredible. There's nothing better than exercise, endorphins, and the way that it makes you feel to be fit. It's so good for you. You've definitely got to get into it.
Do you know what else makes me feel good?
What?
Your album, Catherine Britt. Oh. You've even named it so I can remember it.
Yeah, nice and simple. You can't mess that one up.
Now, we've had a bit of a chat about the album before and how much I love the red car on the front and a smoking hot Catherine Britt. But you've got a new video clip out.
Yes.
And how good is I Want You Back? It is such a good track. And you've done the video clip so well. It's sort of, I don't know, it feels like bluesy and dirty and grungy, but it's just a top track. Maybe not grungy, but...
I'm with you. No, definitely. And I mean, that was sort of our intention, I guess, laying the track down. It was, you know, a bit more swampy, bluesy country. And, we cut the track live in the studio, the vocals, everything. We just basically did it and then left it exactly how it was and didn't fix a thing. So I think that's what keeps it really live and really really grungy like that. And that's what I love about, you know, that track. It is very, very simple, but it is a lot of fun. It's one of the best tracks to play live, and we always enjoy it.
So tell me about the video clip, because that's a little bit different to the video clips that you've done previously.
I've been really wanting to get into acting and things like that at some stage in my career. And, you know, this was just a chance to kind of mess around with it a little bit. We spent one day shooting me, obviously being myself, and then the next day it was me in character with a black wigs on all day and being this, crazy, drunken, out there. She ends up being, crazy and in a sane asylum, a jail, a sane asylum, and being given pills and put in a straitjacket. So all over a man. Who would have thunk?
I know.
But it's a bit of fun, and I got to pash a really hot guy all day, so there's nothing wrong with that.
No. So that makes all your time at the gym worth it then, doesn't it?
Exactly. It was a really easy shoot for me. It ain't like it was before, so I want you back. My sun don't shine no more, so I want you back. No one's knocking at my door.
Well, that was the end of part one of my interview with the lovely and very, very insanely fit Catherine Britt. Well, if you want to stick around for part two, well, you have to tune in same time, same channel next week, only on My Real Country.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
The country is coming to the city next September when RevFest hits Queensland's Sunshine Coast. RevFest is going to be huge, with surprise appearances by your favourite country artists, Butte Ute competitions, Australia's hottest dirt bikes. In fact, if it's country, you'll catch it at the 2012 RevFest in Noosa. If you're a musician or performer, or your company or organisation would like to be involved, visit this website, kyliejohnsevents.com.au. The country comes to the city for RevFest in 2012. We want to see you there. Visit kyliejohnsevents.com.au.
There's now another good reason to visit Ben Sorensen's Real Country website. You can cast your vote in this year's Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. If you're a fan, you can vote for Ben as your favourite country DJ and Real Country as your favourite country program. Simply visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links. It's as simple as that. Go on, give Ben some much-deserved extra recognition in the country music world. All you need to do is visit realcountrymix.com and follow the links and make your choice count. RealCountryMix.com.